Radio 4.
Listen, Tatum, we should really have this conversation in the office.
Yeah, we came to the office, but you jumped out the window.
I'm Alexi Sale, and I'm back with a new series of dark comic plays written by and featuring Alexi Sale. He quickly broke open the ant farm, took some tweezers, then diligently placed ant after ant in his keyboard. With Tim McInerney, Catherine Drysdale and Maxine Peake.
You've got yourself in this mess because you've behaved like an idiot. What do you want me to do about it?
Alexi Sale's The Absence of Normal. Starting tomorrow morning at 11:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now Radio 4 changes in the air at Hardacre's ad agency.
Reluctant Persuaders by Edward Rowett. Episode 2, Because Change Happens.
Mr. Hardacre, you're back.
I certainly am. What are you all doing on the roof?
Where have you been for the past 6 weeks?
47 days, 9 hours and 7 minutes.
Oh, here and there, here and there.
You look very different.
Do I, starling? Well, perhaps I am. These weeks have been a real odyssey for me. I entered the wilderness, and the wilderness entered me. If I look different without, it's because I'm different within.
Yes, it's a very nice beard.
I more meant the leather jacket.
What have you been doing all these weeks?
Ah, that reminds me. Lake! They're up here!
Hey, everyone! So, this is where you're all hiding.
Lake is a visionary artist. We met on my Odyssey.
Rube's told me so much about you all.
Even me.
Are you Teddy?
Yes.
Especially you. And Amanda?
Hello.
Rupert never mentioned you had such a powerful goddess energy.
Well, Rupert, I'm hurt.
And Joe, I've heard most of all about you.
Oh, only good things, I hope.
I see exactly what you mean, Rupert.
What does that mean?
Oh, it doesn't matter. What are you doing up here on the roof?
We were watching for Mr. Hardacre.
That's beautiful. You were waiting for your captain to come home. It's so cold up here.
Take my jacket.
Good grief, Rupert.
What?
It's just not often we see you in a T-shirt. Especially such a tight one.
The word, my dear, is fitted. And I can't help it if I fill out an XM very nicely.
So, an XM?
Extra medium. It's one of Lake's own designs.
You've always told me that the correct way to wear a T-shirt is not at all.
Yes, for you. Lake thinks I make it work, and I don't disagree.
Did you really tell him that, Rube?
In another life, perhaps. Come inside, Lake. There's so much I want to say to you.
Lead on, Rube. I can't wait to know you all better. And Joe, you mustn't feel ashamed.
Well, she seems fun.
Ashamed of what?
I'm just glad that everything's back to normal. Well, I like her.
I'm not saying I don't like her. I'm just surprised Mr. Hardacre does. She's a bit alternative.
What's wrong with that?
It just doesn't seem very him, does it? You were the one who was so worried about him.
Yet when he was gone. But he's back now.
Is he? Because it's not just her, it's all of it. The beard, the jacket, the tight, tight T-shirt. When did you last see him out of a suit?
I sometimes have this dream where I'm running on a beach with him in white shorts.
In real life, I mean.
Oh, then I guess never, no. People can change, though.
Mr. Hardacre doesn't change. He stays the same. He's old school, not new age. He's tradition, he's establishment. He still pays our salary by cheque.
Oh, that's what those are.
What does Lake see in him? He's not exactly counterculture. He once sent me home for wearing a flared trouser.
He might have had a point about that.
They're coming back, Ted. GQ said so. I don't trust her. Why is she hanging round here all the time?
Maybe Mr. Hardacre just likes having her here.
Sure, but you don't see me bringing my girlfriend to work every day.
Well, you don't have a girlfriend.
Yes, but if I did, you wouldn't see it.
You just don't like her.
Fine, I don't like her. I don't like the way she gives a sad little smile every time she sees me, like she's looked into the core of my being and found me wanting.
I think you might be imagining that, Joe.
I'm not imagining the way she says, "Oh, Joe," whenever I say anything. Oh, Joe. Oh, Joe. Oh, Joe. Oh, Joe, what?
You just need to get to know her.
She's going to teach me to be a visionary artist.
Well, make the most of it, Ted, because it won't last.
No?
I know Mr. Hardacre. He'll be sick of her by the end of the week.
Oh, for goodness sake. Rupert, could you please turn that... Oh, good Lord.
Hey, Amanda.
My dear, come in. Make yourself comfortable.
Could you make yourself slightly less comfortable?
Certainly. Leg, pass me that robe.
Sure, Rupert. Which one?
One of them. Any of them. It doesn't matter which.
I think this one suits you best.
Now, what can I do for you, my dear?
You can start by doing up that robe. Lake, could you give us a minute?
Of course.
I meant, could you leave the room?
Rupe and I try not to do that.
Exist in different locations?
Have secrets from each other.
Anything you can say to me, you can say to Lake.
Fine. I want her out of the office. It's unseemly, unprofessional, and unhygienic.
Thank you for sharing your truth.
Lake, perhaps you could give us a moment.
I'll be right outside.
Rupert.
What?
You know what. We can't have your girlfriend lounging around here all day. This is an advertising agency, not a massage parlor.
Why can't it be both? Lake can do some truly innovative things with a length of bamboo.
I don't care. Get rid of her.
You do Lake a disservice. She was making the same point just before you came in. She doesn't feel comfortable spending all day in the office when she doesn't work here, so I've done the only sensible thing.
You've hired her, haven't you?
As creative guru and healer.
Oh, Rupert.
My dear, give her a chance. Lake thinks she can do a lot of good here, and I don't disagree. Look at the mess Starling gets into when he tries to do anything. Some creative healing might do him good.
As long as she stays out of my office.
Then it's settled. In any case, we're not prepared to live another moment apart from each other.
So she'll work in here with you?
Well, I thought I might put her in with Starling and Beach.
Good, Teddy. Let whatever's inside come out.
Okay.
Now vocalize.
Ted, could you stop? Stop doing that.
I'm sorry, Joe. Is that distracting you?
You know, it is a bit. Are you sure this is what Mr. Hardacre had in mind?
He asked me to aid your creative flow in whatever way felt right.
This does not feel right.
Why do you always call him Mr. Hardacre? He's not your teacher.
He is mine.
We don't always call him Mr. Hardacre. We sometimes call him Sir.
He'd like it if you called him Roop.
I really don't think he would.
Roop's not who you think he is, Joe.
The thing is, Lake, I've known him for 4 years, and you've known him for about 4 weeks.
He's a man on a journey. You should respect that.
It's not him I don't respect.
I wish I could get you to unclench. You'd find it so much easier to create.
Maybe if you and Teddy put your clothes back on.
No true art was ever created by someone wrapped in synthetic fibers.
Well, this suit is 6% wool, so... And I'm not trying to create art. I'm trying to write an ad for some tires.
Oh, Joe.
What?
If you don't give your gold and give your gift, it's never gonna be given.
I don't want to give my gold or my gift. I want to do my job, and you're making it very difficult. Why do you want to work at an advertising agency anyway?
I'm an intuitive opportunivore. My path led me to Roop, and Roop led me here. This doesn't have to be my destination to be part of my journey.
That's the most profound thing I've ever heard.
How are you all getting on in here?
Really well, thanks, Roop.
What? Did you call me Beach?
Sorry, sir.
I knew he wouldn't like it.
It's all right, Roop. I told them we don't believe in hierarchies of power. All voices are equal in a creative space.
Yes, but surely not Beach's.
Roop, I think it would be good if you paid Teddy a compliment.
A compliment? Beach? On what?
Anything.
I see. Beach?
Yes.
Keep it up.
Thank you, Roop. I will.
Well, perhaps that wasn't so hard. Carry on.
You see, Joe? Now, why don't you take a turn with the drum?
I'm going to work next door.
What is it, Joe?
It's Lake.
Oh, it's usually Joe asking for advice.
I can imagine. He's so lost and you're so found. You're on the path and he's in the woods.
Thank you for noticing.
He's very blessed to have you. They all are.
I know. Was there anything specific? I'm a little busy.
I wanted to apologize. It was wrong of Roop to hire me without consulting you. It's clear how much he respects and needs you.
Well, he's only human. Apology accepted. Was that all?
Yes. Sorry. It's just... your mana pure is resplendent.
Is it really?
You give off such a powerful light. I'm in awe of it.
Are you really?
You burn brighter than anyone I've ever seen.
Do I really?
I've never known anyone so utterly self-realized. It's like you've already completed your life's work.
Well, I like to stay ahead of a deadline.
There's so much I'd like to ask you, but I shouldn't intrude. You have things to do.
Oh, those can wait. Have a seat. Let's talk some more about how resplendent I am.
Mr. Hardacre, can I come in?
You know my door is always open to inquiring minds. I thought Legg told you to call me Roop.
She did, but...
Well, then.
Okay. Roop? No, I can't. It feels wrong.
You're very uptight, starling. Legg says you live your life like a clenched fist. She's teaching me to live like an open palm.
Some of her ideas are quite odd.
You mustn't be afraid of ideas.
I'm not afraid of them. I'm just not sure they belong in an ad agency.
You have a very old-fashioned notion of what an advertising agency should be. We've entered a new millennium, starling.
That happened 19 years ago.
But we're only now coming to terms with what it means. Even the term advertising agency is outdated. Lake says we're to see ourselves as a creative agency. And I don't disagree.
Sir, is everything all right?
In what sense?
In every sense. You just... don't seem like yourself.
Will you join me in a drink, starling?
It's 11:30 in the morning.
What's your point?
I'd love a drink, sir. This doesn't look like whiskey.
Well, Lex suggested I give up spirits. She says they cloud the mind and impair the creative faculties. And I didn't disagree.
So what are we drinking?
Mushroom tea.
I'll pass.
You keep passing on things. Sooner or later, you'll wake up and life will have passed you by.
I mean, I just don't want to take drugs at work.
Then you really do have a wrong-headed notion of an advertising agency. You need to have an open mind.
I have an open mind to things that are sensible, but Lake...
I feel a new man around her. She's introduced me to all kinds of novel concepts. Yoga, tantra, eye contact during sex.
Has she? That's good.
I've been having sex my entire life, quite literally. But until now, I have never once made love.
Okay, well, I think we can leave it there.
Tell me, starling, have you ever known a woman while gazing directly through the windows to her soul?
Right, good. I'm glad we had this chat.
Such a clenched fist.
Okay, Teddy. Start by making your mind as blank as this canvas.
Done.
Okay. Then start painting.
What do I paint?
Whatever's inside. Follow the brush. Visionary art is all about using the canvas to make tangible an awareness of our multidimensional reality and the divine nature of our human experience.
I can do that.
Teddy, it takes years of practice and study to even begin to...
Something like that?
Exactly like that. How did you...
Oh, I followed the brush.
Keep going.
No, you know, I think it's done.
The work is never done, Teddy. We're trying to lift the veil between the world we see and the world we don't.
So, like that?
Yes, exactly like that. I'm not sure there's anything more I can teach you.
That was easy.
It shouldn't have been. Keep painting. There are some people in Vienna I need to speak to.
Morning, Ted.
Oh, God!
Morning, Joe. What do you think? I was up all night painting it.
What? What is it?
I don't know. I lifted the veil and this is what I saw. I call it the Yellow King.
It's a bit bloody hell, Ted.
I know.
But the colours, how did you? Why did you?
I was drinking a lot of Roop's tea.
It makes me feel like everything I know is wrong.
Hey, maybe it is.
I don't like it.
Starling, Beach, have one of you been drinking my...
God, what is this?
Ted painted it.
You did this, Beach?
Yep.
The loathsome shapes,
The perverted geometry.
It's good, isn't it?
No, it's bad. Very bad. Get it out of this office!
Teddy! Wonderful news. I've heard back from my colleagues in Vienna and...
What is that?
I painted it. What do you think?
It can't be in this world. It mustn't.
But I did what you said. I lifted the veil.
And now that's your burden to bear. I'm so sorry.
Well, I guess I can just throw it in the bin.
No, we need to burn it. All of us, now.
I agree.
Me too.
We'll take it to the roof. Amanda, too.
Amanda!
What's the matter? Oh, nice painting, Teddy.
Thank you.
No, it isn't.
You know, perhaps it's growing on me. The shapes are starting to make sense.
And there's something beautiful about the colours.
Everyone, stop looking at it. We're burning it now.
I don't think it wants to be burned.
Which is why we have to do it. Amanda, help me.
It just looks like a painting to me.
Because your light is bright enough to resist it. Theirs isn't.
I might have known. Joe, what are you doing in the conference room?
I am trying to write an ad for some tyres.
What's wrong with your office?
Lake and Mr. Hardacre are on a vision quest in there.
Where's Teddy?
God knows. He hasn't been the same since we burned his painting. He just goes on and on about a city called Carcosa. You and me are the only sane ones left. Are you wearing a crown of flowers?
It's a sacred wreath. It celebrates my glory, power, and eternity. Lake made it for me. She's a very big fan of mine.
Amanda, this can't go on. She has to go.
I'm sorry if you're threatened by her feminine energy.
Just because she thinks you're a goddess.
Actually, it turns out I'm the entire pantheon. Lake's never known anything like it.
She's just trying to flatter you.
Or perhaps she respects my power. And she keeps Rupert out of my hair. I don't know why I ever thought we needed him back.
We do need him back. But we need the old Mr. Hardacre, the real one. Not this bizarre funhouse mirror version.
Oh, Joe.
Not you as well.
It's just a bit of fun.
What she's doing to the agency isn't fun. What she's doing to Mr. Hardacre isn't fun.
He seems to be enjoying it. She really can do extraordinary things with that length of bamboo.
I haven't got a single bit of work done since she came here, have you?
Yes, lots.
Really?
Yes. So maybe she isn't the problem.
She is to me. Amanda, please, we have to do something.
Fine. Talk to Rupert about it.
I've tried. He just tells me to open my mind and read a book called Iron John. We need to present a united front.
Are you saying you need to harness my goddess energy?
Yes, that is what I'm saying. So the point is, sir, it's not that we don't like Lake.
I like her a lot.
I love her.
Yeah, thank you. But we think she's bad for you, she's bad for the agency, and she needs to go now. No offence, Lake.
Oh, Joe, none taken.
I do think this might have been easier without you in the room.
I'm not afraid of the truth. You shouldn't be either.
I'm not. And the truth is, Hardacres doesn't need a creative healer.
I suppose I should thank you for speaking your truth. And the fact is, I agree with you. So does Lake.
Really?
Yes, Joe.
Two truths were revealed to me on my recent vision quest. One, bumblebees are actually tiny alien spaceships. And two, perhaps more relevantly, Hardacres isn't the right vessel to contain the creative energies Lake has tried to bring.
That's all I've been saying.
With that in mind, there's only one sensible thing to do.
Oh, no.
I'm going to dissolve the agency.
What?
Yes, darling. I'm going to burn Hardacres to the ground.
I'll help you, Roop.
Not literally, Beach. A metaphorical fire. And from its ashes will rise something new. Not an advertising agency at all, but a creative one, unafraid to embrace new ideas and cosmic energies. And it shall be called Big Roop's Creative Bazaar.
Big Roop's what?
Bazaar. It's a hippie word for shop. Lake suggested it would be a good fit, and I don't disagree.
Rupert, you're not serious. Hardacres is our brand.
One built in my image. And as I change, which I have done, so it must change with me.
Lake.
I'm sorry, Amanda. This has to be Rupert's decision.
Rupert, I would like you to reconsider this.
It's a little late for that, my dear. I've already got the tattoo. Look, it says Big Rupert's Creative Bazaar, but it's in Chinese.
That's the most profound thing I've ever seen.
So The decision is made, and a celebration is in order. Now, Lake has suggested we all take a trip to Birmingham.
Burning Man, Roop.
What's that?
Burning Man, sir. It's a festival in America, not a city in the Midlands.
Oh, thank God. I didn't want to go to Birmingham. But in the short term, I suggest we take the rest of the day off and hold some festivities here. Lake, break out the mushroom tea.
And I said she was trouble right from the start. But you all know, Joe. You're imagining it, Joe. And now we're Big Roop's creative bazaar. And I hate to say I sold you so, but I did sell you to. And I was right.
The good thing is you're not going on about it.
Cheer up, both of you. We are celebrating a rebirth.
No, Teddy. We're mourning a death.
Of our careers.
Of Hardacres. Just when things were getting good. Here's to her.
I mean, if you listen to me, no.
No, all right, Joe. I'm going home.
Stay for another?
It's late. I want to update my CV.
To include Big Roop's creative bazaar.
To escape it. And I advise you to do the same. Also, this incense is starting to make me feel...
I might stay a bit longer.
Suit yourself.
I got us some more of the blue stuff. Hey, what happened to Amanda?
She left hours ago, Ted.
I bet the name will grow on her.
It won't. This is the end of Hardacres. You get that, right?
But the end is only the beginning.
Oh, how can this stuff be so blue?
It's the raspberries.
Joe! Teddy! Come dance with me.
Ah, come on, Joe.
You go. I don't feel like dancing.
Starling.
Sir? Where did you come from?
I've been sat here for hours. What's that you're drinking?
Teddy's blue. McCutcheon's. It's McCutcheon's. Want one?
That is a nice whiskey. But no, I mustn't.
Wouldn't want to cloud the creative faculties.
No. Where is Lake?
She's
dancing with Teddy.
Then perhaps just one.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ah. Perhaps just one more.
Christmas lives.
It's like being back at the Christmas party.
Hmm?
You and me drinking McCutcheon's. Teddy on the blue stuff.
When do you run away to escape the terrible fate of turning into me?
Someone I don't, want to be.
You know I didn't really mean that, sir.
Certainly you did. Never be afraid of the truth, darling. Then I'm not.
Please, tell me. What is this?
It's a very nice whiskey.
But the beard, the lake, the Big Roop's creative bazaar.
A rebirth.
We don't need a rebirth. We were building something, and you're throwing it away. You know people used to laugh at Hardacres.
Because we were stuck in our ways.
No, because we were rubbish. And we've worked so hard to get people to take us seriously, to think we're a threat. And now you want to turn us back into a joke.
People think we're a threat.
They did. I don't know if they'll feel the same about Big Roop's creative bazaar. I hope she's worth it.
So do I. I mean, yes, she is.
She and Teddy certainly seem to be getting on well. Very well. Very, very well.
Lake suggested she and I have an entirely open relationship, and I didn't disagree.
So you're okay with her and Teddy?
Pour me another one of those. I won't taste that. Give me the bottle.
Sir?
Just a minute, darling. Is that all of it?
Are you sure?
Of course I'm not. I mean, Beach, that hairless wonder. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised. The woman is obsessed with sex. And not just the good kind. A weird kind. And not just that. This T-shirt is much, much too tight. I don't like the things she says. I don't like the things she wears. And I don't like the things she does with that length of bamboo.
Then why are you with her?
Because she helps me feel like a different man. And after our conversation at Christmas, I felt a change was needed.
Sir.
Roop?
Oh, Lake. How long have you been?
Hours. I thought we didn't believe in secrets.
My dear, all relationships are built on secrets.
They don't have to be. I was going to ask if you
wanted to take Teddy home with us. There doesn't seem to be any point now.
Ah. No. I would not have wanted that. I mean, I've heard of sex on the beach, but...
You know, I only want what's best for you, Roop. I think I should go.
I don't disagree.
I hope you find what you're looking for. I'm sorry it wasn't me.
What an insufferable woman.
Sorry, sir. I'll be right back. Lake! Wait!
Hello, Joe.
You were right about Roop. Come to gloat?
No. I'm sorry about you and him.
Perhaps I wasn't his destination. Just part of his journey.
Yeah, very profound. Look, Lake, before you go, I owe you an apology. I think I might have been a bit of a dick to you when you were trying to help.
Don't worry, Joe. Roop told me about you.
What does that mean?
It means I don't want you to feel any shame.
That is kind of my thing, though.
Oh, Joe.
I know. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just felt like you were trying to change Mr. Hardacre into something he's not.
Roop isn't who you think he is.
Then who is he?
Maybe you should ask him.
Goodbye, Joe. Also, it's really important you never let Teddy paint anything again.
No, do not worry. I will not.
A lot depends on it. Goodbye.
Well?
Gone. All of it. The drum, the paintings, the incense. Everything's back to how it was.
What about Rupert?
No sign of him either.
Here you are! What happened last night? By the time I finished dancing, everyone had gone.
Sorry, Ted.
Where's Lake? I've drawn some logos for Big Roop's creative bazaar and I want to show them to her and Roop.
Was someone saying my name?
At morning, Roop.
What did you call me, Beach?
Roop?
You will address me as Sir, Mr. Hardacre, or preferably not at all. Is that understood?
Yes, sir. You're wearing a suit and you've shaved off your beard.
I haven't the faintest notion what you're talking about. Huh. I suppose you're all wondering where I've been since Christmas.
But you came back a week ago.
I don't think so, Beach.
No, but you did. You and Lake.
Do you have any recollection of that, my dear?
None at all, Rupert.
What about you, Starling?
Sorry, Ted. Good to have you back, sir.
You see, Beach?
Well, I guess it could have all been a dream.
It didn't feel like a dream.
So, we're not changing the name of the agency to Big Roop's Creative Bazaar?
That's the stupidest name I've ever heard, and I shan't dignify it with a response.
And we're not going to Burning Man?
Peach, you may go to Birmingham if you wish. I want no part of it.
And my painting?
There never was a painting, Ted.
Oh, that is a relief.
I shall leave you all to it. I won't be in the office this morning.
But, Rupert, you've only just got back. We have so much to catch up on.
I know, but I need to see someone about getting a tattoo removed.
Reluctant Persuaders is written by Edward Rowett and directed by Alan Nixon. It stars Nigel Havers, Matthew Bainton, Josie Lawrence, Rasmus Hardacre, and special guest Rebecca Staton. It is script edited by Mark Evans, produced by Gordon Kennedy, and is an Absolutely production for the BBC.
And there'll be more from the team at Hardacres at the same time next week. The pressure's